Welcome to Triad Arts Up Close. I'm David Ford. The mighty pipe organ has been around in its current form since the 14th century, and in simpler forms since antiquity. Mozart himself called the organ the king of instruments, and that sentiment is alive and well here in the Triad at St. Timothy's Episcopal Church in Winston-Salem. The city has a history of fine instruments going back centuries, and St. Tim's, with the help of the community, is keeping that tradition alive by saving an historic turn-of-the-last-century Hook and Hastings instrument. Soprano Elizabeth Pacheco Rose, her husband bassoonist Saxton Rose, and friends will spearhead an historic organ benefit concert to raise funds for this remarkable restoration project. The church performance is Friday, September 7th at 7:30 at St. Tim's. On the program, in addition to music for voice, bassoon, piano, violin, and oboe, will be award-winning organist and UNCSA and Salem College professor Timothy Olson. We're sampling from his Naxos Laureate Series CD, and he'll conclude the program on September 7th. In the meantime, here's pipe organ builder John Farmer, who is in the process of bringing St. Tim's Hook and Hastings back to life.
ENGG Hook and Hastings, or later known as Hook and Hastings, was a very famous American organ building firm based out of Boston. The two brothers, George and Elias Greenleaf Hook, started quite small, modestly, but they soon garnered contracts from local churches and then regional churches. At the end of their career, and the company folded in 1935, I believe, they had built some 2,000 organs.
Oh, my God.
Not only in the United States, but for South America and Canada and overseas. It was quite an amazing record.
How long did it take to build one organ from the ground up?
Well, in those days, they had a huge factory in Weston, Massachusetts. It was 4 or 5 stories tall, about 300 feet long. They employed over 150 employees in this factory. And the reason they were so successful in what they did, they had great skill in voicing their pipes so that one voice to the next would have an additive effect.
Voicing the pipes. Tell me about that.
Well, it's very human-like, actually. The organ is a wind instrument. It has a set of lungs, which we call the bellows. The pipes themselves, which play individual pitches and produce individual colors, are named by their characteristics. So we can have a flute, for example, at 8-foot pitch. So if you have 61 notes on your keyboard, you would have 61 individual pipes, each one different size, and each one playing its own unique pitch, C, C-sharp, D, etc.
Yeah. Glad to get the Hook and Hastings background, because I think it's going to be a wonderful addition to the Triad. I think folks are aware of the name Fisk in this region,
yes.
From the Greensboro area especially, Music for a Great Space, always utilizing that great organ. But there are lots of others in this area.
Indeed, and we are so fortunate in our community to have such a wide variety of instruments, dating back to the earliest of American instruments, reflected in the organs at Gray Auditorium at Old Salem, in the Single Brothers House, dating from 1799. All the way to some of our more modern instruments that we have in our community. It encompasses a span of over 200 years of organ building tradition.
My thanks to pipe organ builder John Farmer. St. Timothy's Episcopal Church's historic organ benefit concert to raise funds for John's remarkable restoration project is Friday, September 7th at 7:30 at St. Tim's. On that program will be music for voice, winds, strings, and organ. We'll hear from two of the performers this Friday at 1 o'clock during Triad Arts Up Close, soprano Elizabeth Pacheco Rose and award-winning organist Timothy Olson. We've been sampling from Tim's Laureate Series Naxos CD throughout the show. You can also hear Tim perform live at the Music for a Great Space concert series on October 19th. You'll find links to more information for both performances on our website, wfdd.org/triadarts. I'm David Ford. Thanks for joining me today for Triad Arts Up Close.